Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Saturday, the 19th of March. Apologies, there wasn't one yesterday. I found the Cheltenham Ultimate Combo really time-consuming this week. Just seems to be that the football programme over the last few years has changed. There's football every single day. I've never known so much like Thursday nights having Premier League games and things, and it just trying to get everything done because the normally I would have had a Thursday. I could have done all the ultimate if there was no Thursday football and got it ready just for the fixtures, but have to wait for that game to play and then get the results the next day into the sheets. So apologies. We are, I believe, now moving after this weekend into a quieter period. We've only got four or five Premier League games this weekend because there's FA Cup, but then we move into another international break. More nonsense. Interesting, just going on with my Chelsea stuff. Somebody actually said to me, I'm a hypocrite because I'm going to watch the World Cup. I'm not actually. I've actually already declared that I won't watch the World Cup. I think the World Cup in Qatar is an absolute disgrace. I genuinely do. We've got, 7,000 people dead. Building stadiums, forced to work in extreme heat, ridiculous conditions. I think we should all pull out. Again, it's just money talking. But I think one team shouldn't be, if England made a stand, other teams would follow. So you're completely wrong. And if you actually remember when the World Cup was awarded to the two at the same time, Russia and Qatar, who was at Putin's side? It was Mr. Abramovich. Who did Putin thank in his speech for when they got it? It was Mr. Abramovich. So completely and utterly wrong. I did say I wasn't going to bring it up, but as people come at me, I will deflect them queries. I do think it's just I will not be having any part of it. I think, the thing will be played, of course, but I've got no interest in it whatsoever. I think the whole game, everything about the game is just falling to pieces. And what we're doing in this country, taking this money, it's mental. The whole thing is just getting completely out of hand. Somebody said yesterday at the Zoom of Cheltenham, somebody said yesterday, Lee, I think that football needs a complete reset. I can't ever see it happening. I don't know how it would be possible, but it does. It's just got absolutely daft. But Cheltenham, fantastic. Again, thoroughly enjoyable 4 days. Thanks to everybody who came in yesterday into the Zoom. Gave away a few free bets. Art showed his intelligence. Art beat them in a quiz twice. Flipping dearie me. Our very own Kim Kardashian. Never lets you down. I knew that when Brexit happened, people were talking about Frankfurt as a potential threat to London as the financial capital of Europe. Businesses taking all their trade out of the city and moving. Frankfurt was one of the areas that was sort of touting for that business, but our very own Kim's promoted it to country status yesterday. Which country started the hot dog? And it was Frankfurt. There you go. It wasn't Germany, it was Frankfurt, the new country. Fantastic. Never fails to let you down. Thoroughly enjoyable afternoon. Very nice. Andy popped in, they cleaned up. Fantastic info. And that's really where I want to start. Those of you who are on that, any feedback, positive, negative, whatever your thoughts of it, who used it, if you could send them in. It was a tremendous amount of work. Tremendous amount of work for Andy. Mostly, obviously, he did all the writing. But it was still a lot of work this end, formatting all the Excel sheets, getting everything out, getting the pages set up on the website. All these things take time and effort. And we want to do it for you guys. It's not about, let's just think. It's what will you use forward? What is the best way to get this information to you to share our knowledge? That's really what we were looking at. And it's the first time we'd done it, first time we'd worked together in depth. We did the NFL briefly, but actually in depth on something like that. The information for me reading it was absolutely fantastic, but ultimately, it's what you guys will use. It's pointless us just sitting doing all this, and then if it's not of benefit to you guys. So I know a lot of people just want tips, and we're not really in that field. I don't want to just give tips. You know, I do the blog for that, and once again, another profitable meeting. You know, and Andy Shiner hit the nail on the head. You've got to remember, I'm trying to bet in every single race. It's a really difficult thing to do to turn a profit. Trying to find you a bet in every single race, and I get so much info picking out the bits there. So I'm always happy to come out of the week unscathed and with a profit, and I'm going to give that to Red Cross Ukraine. Get Sam to do that on Monday. But yeah, with regard to Andy's stuff, what we really need, you know, everything with FTS is feedback. The more feedback, you know, I've got some queries already I've had for Ultimate next year, things people like to add. We can put it all in the mix then and actually create stuff that you guys want to see and use, most importantly. You know, I think if you use this, learn to use this info correctly is one thing, but having the right info in the first place obviously helps. So if we can get those two pathways sorted, that, you know, with stuff like the Mindset Mondays and, you know, some Zooms and things, right, this is how we do it, videos, but this is what you use, I think we can help you. So the more you send us feedback, the more we can tailor that. Obviously, we can't just take every single request and do it, but we can then group things together and say, right, you know, people really liked Andy's in-depth write-ups pre-mating because it gave them time to do it. So, right, that stays. Or there wasn't a need for that, but they liked the write-ups on the day. Just all that. It may be that the thing was perfect as it was, but there's always, for me, rooms that you can look at. Areas you can look at, sorry, and improve. So yeah, give us a shout back. But I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought Appleutard yesterday was absolutely brilliant. I'm still, you know, it wasn't a massive bet for me, but just galloping Deschamps, that falling was just gutting. I just thought it jumped superbly through the race. I know it was a bit high early on, but just jumped superbly through the race. I told you on the blog Shishkin would beat. I told you American Mike would get beat. Alaho was impressive. Just fantastic. I think that yesterday, I think Rachel Blackmore coming up that hill on Appleutard yesterday was something to see. Sporting history being made, and what a horse. And pretty much exactly as I said on the blog, I just thought the speed of the horse would be the key factor. You know, Manella Indo didn't run a bad race, but just left it for dead in the straight. Absolutely brilliant. I love it. I'm always, it's one of the things in the year. I know, you know, we all have our favourite sporting things, but I'm absolutely gutted when it ends. I just genuinely get to the end of those 4 days and the 5:30 race runs, and I'm, oh bugger, I haven't got that tomorrow. Absolutely love it. I'm not a massive, massive racing fan, but I do like jumps racing more, and I just love Cheltenham. And I'm going to get in early. Next year, I'm going to, probably on the Tuesday of Cheltenham. I'm telling people now because then they can book the day off work. I will obviously, nearer the time, bring this up. But I'm going to hire a pub near St. Catherine's Dock in London. I've been to it and they've got a good sports bar. And I will put on an FTS day. I might even pay for it, or might even treat the people who attend. But yeah, I'll have details of that, but I'll probably do that Tuesday of Cheltenham next year. Right, football, what we got? Got the big, I'm not saying anything, making any claims. Got West Ham versus Tottenham tomorrow, or Tottenham versus West Ham. Got them coming down to the old home of football. I'm not saying a word. Monday's podcast may be very short with the mindset bit on the end, or it may be a joyous one, who knows. But there we go. Right, but I've got a few goals bets for you today. Same model as last week. I'm going to give you the game, the advice bet, model price, market price. You can do with them what you will. Derby versus Coventry, 12:30 kickoff, over 1.5. 1.22 model, 1.47 market. So you may want to, again, just giving you hints, you may want to wait 20 minutes and get in then. If you like the 1.47 now, can't put you off back in it pre-kickoff, but you may want to wait, get a better price, drip it in and trade it. Stuttgart-Augsburg, 2:30 kickoff in the Bundesliga, over 2.5, 1.96 market, 1.52 model. These you may want to back 10-15 minutes through the, you know, back over 2.5, drip it in over the first 10-15 minutes, and then when a goal goes in, you can wait for the second, get back to your entry price and scratch it completely, or you can green up. Swansea Birmingham is 3 o'clock kickoff, tremendous value here, Over 1.5 I've selected for you, but you could do a first half goal and then do 1.5 at half time. If there wasn't a goal, you can do over 2.5. Tremendous value through all three. 1.37 market, 109 model for the 1.5, but all three markets are strong. So Swansea, so the finest city in Wales is going to give the old Midlands a duffing. Swansea, Birmingham, that would be, I guess if we were giving naps, that would be my nap, but I know what will happen now. It would be 0-0 and I'll get pelters. But Swansea, Birmingham looks very good for value-wise. Not saying there'll be goals, I'm saying it's looking very good value-wise. And then Serie A, Cagliari, AC Milan this evening, 7.45, over 2.5, 1.48 model, 206 market. So another one you might want to drip in and trade on a goal. The ones that tend to be already over 2 when I'm backing them, they're the ones that I might tend to green up. Obviously, the market's not expecting goals where I am, but you can green those up if you want to. But it's how you play them, it's purely up to you. I'm just giving you some ideas. This is stuff I'll make videos on when I get a spare 5-10 minutes. I just don't seem to have. I don't know why. I seem to be getting less and less time. I'm trying to make more time, and I seem to get less and less time. But there we go. It is what it is. I forgot about Andy's stuff. We did the NFL and we did Cheltenham. Now that's finished. I'm going to set a page up on the website and post all that info, so anybody who didn't have it can be free then to go and download it. Obviously, it's no good from a betting point of view, but you can see the depth of work and detail into it. You know, it's difficult when you sort of say, oh, Andy, we're going to do a package, this is it, and then people go, cool, flipping it, that's expensive or whatever. But you actually see the level of work that somebody who's really good at what he does, and he is really good at what he does, puts into it. But yeah, fantastic week, thoroughly enjoyed it. And that's me, and I'll be back with you all on Monday.